This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of people have taken the opportunity this pandemic has presented to make some changes, sometimes big ones too, like careers, people finding themselves either dissatisfied with what they're doing now or forced to choose something new because the pandemic cost them their job. And some who are between gigs have taken that break as a chance to launch a side hustle, a passion project they've maybe been sitting on for a while. That is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Yobi Q. I am an entrepreneur in New York City. I own a few childcare centers that service families with children 2 to 6 years old. But in March, when the pandemic hit, the Department of Health gave us an order to shut down or close. I thought this won't hurt my business that much, but we ended up closing 2 of the locations. As an entrepreneur, as a hustler at heart, I had the time to kind of refocus my energy, try to figure out what's going to happen. Before the pandemic, I've already written and published 1 children's book. It's about how different Asian communities celebrate Lunar New Year. And I never thought about publishing children's books again. It was just something I did because I needed a book for my classroom. And I thought about maybe just writing 1 more children's book just for fun. I have some time. The books I published in the pandemic all focus on featuring Asian children, family, because the Asian community is extremely diverse. And for example, my Moon Festival book, I featured the Chinese community that celebrate the Moon Festival, the Vietnamese and the Japanese community. And we talked about the culture and the food and the meaning behind the holidays. I launched a Kickstarter. I was so scared. I'm like, oh, is this the best time to be an Asian entrepreneur woman in this field? And the support came in rates that I never really expected it. I was really shy. I asked for $5,000 and we had a 30-day campaign and we raised a little over $8,000. So we got a lot of support, which I'm really grateful for because the Asian community was under attack for the pandemic. I didn't know if that was a good time to launch a product like this, a children's book focused on Asian holidays. I was able to reach out to a few principals and school districts and work with them to promote multicultural resources such as my books, where we talked about the beauty of our culture and raise something positive in the Asian community. I will continue to write just because I love it. I am standing behind something much bigger than profits and myself, and something that will go on long after I'm not in the world anymore.
Yobi Q owns a couple of childcare centers. Also, she writes children's books in New York City. We can only tell your stories of this economy, you know, if you tell them to us. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.